Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of thecorporatecouncil.net. I'm here today with Chris Vico, who's president of the Vico Group. Chris has been a frequent contributor to the site. She's a former in-house corporate securities lawyer and has served in the corporate secretarial function, been very active in the Society of Corporate Secretaries. That's how I first met Chris, and now she's been advising a number of boards on board evaluations and other things, including working on some as an independent inspector of elections and tabulator. And so one question that has come up frequently that not many folks in the law firms, et cetera, could help you out, but someone like Chris could, is the security of board communications. And specifically, the questions I'm going to ask Chris that actually members have sent in recently. So the first question for you, Chris, is, when it comes to hard copy board materials, what methods of delivery typically are used or can consider here?
Well, thanks, Brock. First, let me just say that any method of communication has its challenges, and it really comes down to some common sense practices about how you want to communicate with your directors, knowing them and their support systems, where they're going to be when you're trying to communicate with them, what works and what doesn't. So fundamentally, you're helping the directors to meet their fiduciary responsibilities by making sure that they receive board materials in a timely way. Also, you need to consider what threats are you concerned about and what can you reasonably do to guard against them. We've found board materials in the trash in the hotel room after a director had checked out. You know, sometimes they get distracted when they're trying to run and catch a plane. So I think regular reminders about the confidential nature of board communications can be really helpful. For example, on any hard copy materials, you can attach a sticker that asks the directors to either shred or return the materials to the corporate secretary. And on your board site, you can have a general statement that gently asks the directors to properly dispose of any materials they download. This can also be addressed as part of some annual training for the directors. But to get to your specific question, I think that you want to get a signature on materials delivered to the director's home whenever you can. First, though, if you're delivering hard copy of materials, you need to, one, communicate that fact to the director, and two, know where the director is going to be. And you want to be able to track delivery or receipt of delivery of whatever service you use. If you use one of the national services like FedEx or UPS, that's pretty straightforward, and you can track delivery online, which you should always do. And with courier services that are usually local services, pick one that has the ability to track delivery. And use secure envelopes that are properly sealed, and be sensible about that. I would not, for example, put a label on the package that says something like highly confidential or extremely sensitive information. And then you want to make sure that the package is returned if it's not delivered, and unless you've arranged with the director that no signature is required in the case. Sometimes a director's home is set up to allow for materials to be left, and the director is comfortable with that and is expected to return shortly. And under those circumstances, it's okay to leave the package. I think I should also mention the use of faxes. I'm told that the transmission itself is secure, and so then the issue is, where is the fax machine located and who has access to the documents? If the fax is in a director's hotel room, that should be fine. But if you're faxing to a machine in the hotel's business center or the lobby, and the director isn't standing right there to receive it, it is absolutely not secure. Here's just a practice tip that we learned over the years. If you're faxing to the director's home, you want to not overwhelm the machine with too much, because typically directors have they don't have a big business fax machine with a large store of paper. So, and you can also include in your cover sheet just a reminder to properly dispose of the fax materials.
Thanks. Let's talk about electronic delivery of board materials. I know there's some security risks for using regular email, and I'm going to have a follow-up podcast with Jim Brashear, who's just joined a new company that actually specializes in secure email. But what are some of the more secure e-delivery alternatives that you've seen companies use?
Well, I don't send confidential information via email, and I'll look forward to that podcast with Jim. It should be very interesting. But I discourage management and boards I work with from sending confidential information via email. I confirmed recently with the head of information security for one of the largest health plans in the country that email is wide open. In other words, it's not secure, and should not be used to transmit any sensitive information if it crosses the boundaries of your company email, in other words, from your company to another company. There's no protection in those cases unless it is encrypted. And email is discoverable, which is another issue. The best thing would be that a director receives an email alert that something has been posted to a secure site and that she should go to the site to review the materials. I don't hear much about encrypted CDs or flash drives as much as I used to a few years ago. That doesn't mean that they're not being used. It's just what I hear more about is what I'm going to talk about next. But if you are using an encrypted CD or flash drive, you have the same issues about delivery as you would with hard copy, and you just want to make sure that the director receives them. I think the most common these days is really the use of a secure board site for board materials, either a homegrown system or that of a third-party provider. If it's a homegrown system at the company, it takes a fair amount of resources to develop and maintain it, and you have issues such as who in your IT group has access to the information. Do you have a dedicated server for this system or a shared server, and what kind of backup do you have? With either a homegrown system or a third-party provider system, one of the top questions is the security of the system, and another is what security do you have for the directors? For example, do they need to use one of those authentication tokens to get into the system, one that comes up with a, you know, a random number every few seconds, which is one of the most secure. But it requires that the director have that little token with them when they're trying to get into the system, and if they've left it at the office, well, it's of no use to them. There's also the possibility of a sophisticated multi-level password system, which is also very secure. But then the question is, you know, who has access? What do you allow the directors to have access to? Do they have access to all of the committee materials, or do they just have access to the materials for the on the committee for, to which they sit? You know, you have to just sort of sort these things through. Related issues are what kind of services available to your directors. They really need to have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week support available because they could be traveling internationally and have a technical issue. They've got to be able to call someone if they can't get into the system. And then you have to make sure you have adequate training for them and for those who support them. And once again, if directors download any materials from the site, you have the same disposal issues as with other hard copy.
Thanks. The next question is something I haven't thought about, but since my announced position was at Lockheed Martin, we had pretty high-level security staff that handled these sort of things. But for board or board committee teleconference, how do you ensure a teleconference system is secure?
Well, I'm really not aware of any evidence of eavesdropping on conference calls. Maybe at Lockheed Martin, because of the relationship with the government, that is of concern. But for most of us, it doesn't really come up. But the safest way to have these teleconferences is to make sure you have a unique code for each meeting. If you use the same code over and over again, which many of us have done, I think then you run the risk of somebody getting access to that information that's not really intended. Mm. But have a unique call-in number for each meeting, and then you want to be careful not to ever give out the leader code in that. And that many of these conference systems have the option of allowing you to monitor the number of people on the call. And that's in addition to, you know, your ability to sort of hear when somebody comes into the call or drops off. But I understand there's a way that if you work with the conferencing system that you can find out how many are on. And so if you end up with more callers than are expected, then you just need to end the call. Also, if you use something like WebEx, you can monitor who's participating.
And the last one is probably the biggest issue that everyone's really concerned about is directors emailing each other or emailing members of management. Should a board have an informal policy about what directors can and can't do in that area?
Well, I think based on the knowledge that email crossing outside of the company is not secure, any emails among the directors and management should be limited really to non-substantive matters. You could offer your company the company email to your directors, but, you know, many of them already have email, and they're not going to want multiple services. And I think if your company culture is to have policies around these kinds of things, by all means you can suggest one. But I also think that just educating both management and the directors about the issues can also be very effective, along with regular reminders.
Thanks very much, Chris. This has been really useful and helpful, and we'll continue to use you as our go-to person for these very important issues. Thanks.
Thank you, Brooke.